Hello, San Pedro Podcast, episode 104.
Hey, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jess.
And this is the Hello, San Pedro Podcast.
Join us as we talk with locals, community leaders, business owners,
and people like us who love all things San Pedro.
Every week, we'll explore San Pedro's deeply rooted culture,
discuss local issues, and spread good vibes.
Let's get into it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Hello San Pedro podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Amanda Silva. Today, we are continuing in our mini-series focusing on kids and family resources. And in this episode, we are highlighting a young local robotics team who just made it to the World Championships. Irene, Simon, Sophia, Enzo, and Alex are all high-performing fifth-grade students attending Taper Elementary School and make up the Taper Robotics Club. Enzo and Alex are representing their team on the podcast today, and their coach, Ms. Chavez, also calls in from her spring break vacation to share a little bit about the team and what it means to be going to the World Championships. Before we get into it, I wanted to relay a message from the team. They are incredibly grateful for all the support the community has shown them in this effort to get the team to this competition. So, to the San Pedro community, the Taper Robotics team thanks you. We'll go ahead and start off with our call with the coach and then go straight into the interview with Enzo and Alex. We hope you enjoy this episode.
So my name is Isela Chavez, and I'm one of the coaches for the Taper Robotics team. And I'm all the way in Mexico at the moment. So.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Taper Robotics team and how long it's been going on?
Oh, sure. So this is our very first year, actually, at our school that we've had a robotics team of any kind. It all kind of started back in the beginning of the year, of the school year, towards the end of the summer. And our principal at our school wanted to get a robotics team going. So our magnet coordinator at our school looked into trying to secure some grants. So we did not have the money for it. So we got a generous grant from the LARobotics.org. It's a foundation that sponsors first time, especially for LAUSD, who are doing robotics for the very first time. So we got a grant from Mr. Leroy Nelson, who is one of the sponsors and coordinators of the Vex Robotics team. So he sponsored us, and the grant included a registering the team, and then they also provided money to buy the kits, the robotic kits. So with that in hand, they delivered all the stuff to the school. We kind of started a little bit late. I believe some teams, I guess, started in like towards the end of August, beginning of August, maybe right around August. And we didn't actually receive our kit until almost late September. So our team started, our very first meeting with our team started on October 3rd. So we got a little late start. But yeah, that's how it kind of all began, with the principal wanting to form a team, just got it going, and here we are.
That's
very
great.
Very first year.
How many kids are a part of the team?
Just five. It's just our small little team that, because we started so late, we didn't, our, it was one of our fifth grade teachers who we recruited to coach the team, and he selected five of our magnet students, or pretty high performing students here in, at our school, and it's two girls and three boys, all fifth grade, from our magnet program. And that's how we formed the team. That's how we selected the team. And then our coach, that first coach, our fifth grade teacher, had some personal matters, and he took a leave of absence. So around December, we recruited our current coach, our fourth grade teacher, Ms. Gashner. And so, we've I've been there from the beginning, but I'm not a teacher. I'm an instructional aide there at the school, and I run the computer lab. So it's been me and Ms. Gashner pretty much since December. And this has been a learning experience.
That's phenomenal.
Any experience with this. So yeah, it's a learning experience for all of us here.
Well, I think it's really great that even in your first year, you're already going in, going to state championships and getting past those, and now going on to a world championship. That's really exciting.
Yes. I mean, we're still in awe and we're kind of shocked because we are only out of all of LAUSD schools, we are one of seven in the whole entire LAUSD district. So, we honestly didn't even think we would make it to state, but we did. I mean, our kids are just that smart. They're just so smart. They learn. They're like sponges. They learn so fast, and they're just really smart kids. And you give them something, and they go to work. They right from day one, they started building. They looked at the little blueprints that come with the kit, and the very first day they got a robot moving. So
that's incredible.
It was quite exciting to see that. And then just kind of snowballed from there. Yeah, we participated in our local league, which was about 16 teams. And we won first place alongside a middle school.
Wow.
So we got an award for that, and that moved us into state. And then at the state championship, we placed 23 out of 42 teams, but what got us in was our autonomous skills. So our robot, meaning the kids programmed the robot to do certain movements with the robot on its own, and then we placed sixth place on that. So we secured our world championship spot with that last spot in there. So we had that last spot. We secured that last spot, and that's how we made it to Worlds, which, again, we were not expecting that. So, thanks to our program, the girls and one of our boys did a lot of the programming for the autonomous robot and in that skill challenge, and that put us into Worlds. So, yeah, pretty proud of these kids.
That's amazing. And it's really exciting to hear that, our local robotics team is going to be making it to the World Championships. I was talking to Alex's mom a little bit about the size of the World Championships. Can you kind of give us a little insight into that?
Into what?
Into the size of the championships, the competition.
Oh, the World Championship? Oh, there is about... We're now at, I was just looking at all the teams. There's 800 spots for the World Championship, and they've stopped the registration now. So there are 769 teams going to the Worlds for the elementary event. Mm-hmm. And these are, there's countries from participating from Australia, Hong Kong, China, Kazakhstan, I was looking at Australia. So lots of teams from around the world. California is only, there's only about, in all of California, there's only about 40 teams. And again, like I said, and then from Southern California, from just LAUSD, there's seven teams going. So it's a big deal for us. It's kind of like it's the last... It's a pretty prestigious event from what I'm hearing, and we're just grateful and honored to be going. participating in this. So it's been pretty amazing, to say the least.
That's really exciting. Thank you so much for sharing. Was there anything else you wanted to share about the team?
No, just that. Just a good high shout out to the parents. Like Alex's mom has been she's part of our PTO. She's the president of our PTO, and she's been because we won't make it to Worlds without funding. So they've been busy with the fundraising, and I just wanted to give them a big shout out and thank you. We appreciate it so much, and we're just excited and that we're going, and that's pretty much it. I'm still very just in shock and awe of the whole thing, and just so proud of our students.
Well, that's amazing. I'm super excited too. I can't wait to see like how it ends up, and I want to see pictures posted. I'm sure there'll be some pictures posted to the Taper platforms. But thank you so much for joining us, and we don't want to take any more time of your stay in Mexico.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I was telling Ms. Marsha Parker, the parent, that I can only go in maybe like 10 or 15 minutes because I'm on, my Wi-Fi doesn't really work over here, and then I'm on minutes here, roaming minutes.
Of course.
So I appreciate you guys taking the time to promote us, and we're really appreciative. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, and thank you. Enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you so much.
Will
do.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And now let's continue with our interview with Enzo and Alex. I'll go ahead and let them introduce themselves.
Okay. Hi, my name is Enzo Molinari. I'm in fifth grade and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, my name is Alex Parker. I'm 11 years old and I'm in fifth grade.
Very nice. Thank you both for being here. I'm very excited about this episode because it is part of a series we've been having kind of on kids and resources for families with young kids. And I think it's really cool that you guys are a part of something that's going to a world championship. So let's go ahead and talk about it. First of all, let's get a little bit of background on yourselves. Enzo, can you tell us a little bit about your interests and hobbies outside of the robotics team?
Yeah, so I've been just trying to do well in soccer and just playing a lot of video games and stuff.
What's your favorite video game?
Probably FIFA.
FIFA? Oh, yeah. Okay, like a soccer game, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. What do you play on?
My Xbox.
Nice. We have a Switch at home. I'm not allowed to use it because I'm terrible at Super Mario Brothers, so it just equals frustration for everybody. And Alex, can you tell us a little bit about your interests and hobbies outside of the robotics team?
Well, I love baseball and dinosaurs and video games.
I love dinosaurs also. So by the way, I'm a mom to a 5-year-old boy. He's not really interested in sports yet. We'll see how it goes. But he loves video games. And he just recently told me that he wants to build a robot. So this is very exciting. And hopefully I can get him to listen to this episode. So your coach mentioned that you are very high performing students in school. Can you tell us about your favorite subject? So we'll start with you, Enzo, if you want to go back. What is your favorite subject in school?
I don't know, probably like math, just because it's mostly the easiest for me.
So you like math?
Yeah.
That's good. Can you describe what kind of math you're learning right now?
Multiplication and division and like fractions and stuff.
Volume.
Yeah, volume, yeah.
Wow. And are there any other subjects that you like?
Science is fun because we do like little experiments, and we also grew plants like hydroponically in little systems, so that was also really fun.
That's very cool. Alex, what would you say your favorite subject in school is?
Probably social studies, science, or math.
Social studies would kind of capture history as well, right?
Yeah, okay. We're learning about the Revolutionary War right now.
Wow. Do you have a favorite time period in history that you like?
Roman and Greek times.
Wow, that's really awesome. But I wouldn't have had an answer for that when I was younger.
Yeah, because I like all the Greek and Roman gods.
Mm-hmm. Mythology, right? Which yeah. kind of relates to astrology. Are you into astrology at all? Or maybe astronomy, because astronomy, the different, you know, star constellations relate.
Not really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said you liked baseball. How's mm-hmm. that going? Baseball season coming up?
Yeah.
I'm so clueless.
right now, my team has a record of 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of the pitchers.
Very nice. Okay. So let's talk about the robotics team. What interested you both in robotics?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of Legos at home that I do, like, really big sets, so I thought robotics would be, like, another Lego, because our teacher asked us, like, is anybody good at building Legos? Like, could you build a big Lego set in 30 minutes? And then most of us raised our hand, but some people didn't get in, and some people, like, five of us got in.
So you like the Lego sets that have the really tiny pieces, probably, huh?
Like, well, not the, like, big pieces.
Okay.
Like, the normal pieces, because I did, like, the technical stuff. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it was called. Like, techno Legos or something.
Mm.
That's really fun, because I get to connect all of them, and then it moves on, like, some of the other bricks with the... Because I don't like working with bricks.
Okay. So I feel like a part of the skill that transfers really well is probably following the directions, right? That's something that would already get me kicked off the team, because I'm a skimmer. I will totally skim through all the directions and not follow them. Alex, what got you interested in the robotics team?
Well, I like building, not necessarily with Legos, but I just like it.
What material do you like to build with?
Cardboard.
That's cool.
Paint, because one time at home a few years ago, I made a NASCAR track.
That's awesome. Out of cardboard?
Yeah.
Wow.
And paint. It's pretty cool.
Very cool. That is really awesome. What was the first step in building your robot?
Well, at first we built a baseball, which is just like wheels and the brain of it, which is like programs and driving and stuff like that.
With the controller.
Yeah.
Okay. You said a base bot?
It's basically a square with wheels on it.
Yeah, you can also search it up on VexIQ.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good to know. Why was it important to build a base bot first?
So it's kind of like the base of our robot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we started out with, so we could get points.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we added more to it.
So is the robot that you're going to go to the World Championships with the same robot that you started with?
No.
No.
Okay.
We're building a new current robot right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
We're currently building it.
Can you describe the first robot that you built and tell us its name, if it had a name?
So its name was TigerBot, and at first we just built the base bot, and then to get the blue towers, we put an arm to lift it up. Well, we also built the Clawbot before that, but then that was pretty much useless.
Yeah, because we realized that the claw on the front wouldn't help us pick up the discs.
Yeah, it was like 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah, like the discs were there, and then it was like...
Yeah.
So I'm
also got in the way.
I'm assuming you have to build it like a certain way in order to compete, right? So is there something that it has to do?
There's not something that it has to do, unless you want to get far up in the competitions.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to get, like, all the towers and stuff, and it has to be within a certain height and length and
width.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can only use 6 motors with, not including the brain. You can use the brain and 6 motors, mm-hmm. which are, like, things that get the robot to move.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, after we built the arm, we also put a shover on the front, like on a bulldozer.
Oh, yeah.
And then we could push the discs under the fence.
Okay, when you say discs, what are you referring to?
They're like orange discs about half an inch high.
Okay, so it's just to kind of demonstrate its ability, right?
No, they're used in all competitions as in like...
They're what you get points from.
Okay, very cool. So because the listeners can't see you, I'll have to describe it for them. It basically can just, like, perform a lot of movements that can get these other things to move, right? Like, the towers and the discs, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So it just kind of demonstrates what the robots can do. I'll be requesting photos of all of this, by the way. So, listeners, you can... all the photos will be on Instagram, and you can look and kind of get a visual of what we're talking about. So how is your new robot going to be different from your old robot?
Well, so far... Enzo has made a device that gets the yellow tower, like, pulls the discs out, and then, some of the other team members have created a wheel that spins the purple tower and drops down the discs, and then they've also made a shooter that shoots the discs across the fence.
Yeah, although the shooter is kind of like slower because it's only...
Yeah.
At first we got it to the 2-zone because with the shover, but now it's only going into the 3-zone. But a lot of people, robots get it into the 4-zone and they just can't do it for some reason.
Yeah, the shooter is very inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. So where are you, okay, I was going to say, where are you at with the new robot that you're building?
So over spring break, one of the team members took home some of the kits to start working on the base bot again so we can get the base started and start putting the robot together. And right now, all the pieces I just described, like, they're not put together at all. They're just individual right now.
Mm. Okay, so let's talk about the first competition that you guys went to with your first robot. You guys competed locally, right? Between some schools in the area?
Yeah, Dotson Middle School.
Dotson Middle School? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you crush them?
Well, we got second place out of 15.
Wow. And then, when did you guys go to the next competition? Was that the state? That was at the state level?
Well, there was also, like, 4 or 5 local competitions at Dotson. Same competition, but just, like, multiple
qualifying ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the state competition like?
There were 42 teams there. Yeah. And there were a lot more fields and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How did it feel to go to a bigger competition like that?
It was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Were you guys nervous?
Yeah. Yeah.
How were the other robots looking?
Well, a lot of them could shoot.
Yeah.
Which gave us a big advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Which they could get them into the 3 and 4 zone. But, like, some of the robots didn't... We're not that consistent and only got like 2 or 3 into the 4 zone because they had a thing that would just they wouldn't collect the disc.
It had like a pushing mechanism, that would push the discs out.
It was straight on the front though.
Okay.
So they weren't enabled to collect them and then shoot them. Mm-hmm. They had to do one at a time and then they'd go boop. It'll take a long time to...
So it could only take in discs one at a time instead of all together.
Yeah.
And then it had a...
And then when they tried to do two, it would go, like, super slow.
Okay. And it would get jammed.
Now, how do you think...
Because it was on the outside. I saw one team that was just, like...
How do you think your new robot is going to do at the World Championships?
I don't know, because we have, everything is new. Yeah. So we haven't even drove in it.
Is the design for the robot going to be bigger than the last robot?
Way bigger.
Okay. Yes. Way bigger. When you say way bigger, is it going to be, like, how tall?
The height limit is 15 inches.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what's the, width?
I think that's 19, and then the length is, like...
11, I think. No, maybe it was 9 and then 11.
So it's going to be like, you know, a foot and a half, you know, pretty much around.
Almost. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. And do you know what kind of other robots are going to expect at the World Championships? I mean, we're expecting Hong Kong, New Zealand, Australia, yeah. right? Some of these other countries that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any clue what they might be building?
Well,
Big robots.
Yeah. We call the big robots the washing machines. So there's probably going to be a lot of washing machines there.
Okay. And yeah,
so
I know
at first there was only like in the local competition there was one, and that was the first team, the first place team.
I wanted to ask, where are these designs coming from?
Mostly Vex Like You. Yeah. But the shover was all us. That was our idea.
Okay, got it. So the designs are coming kind of like, it's kind of like a preset robot, but you can add certain things to it or make adjustments to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the base bot, right? Mm-hmm. The base bot is basically it. And then you can kind of customize it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
pretty
cool.
much.
Now tell us about the World Championships and why it's such a big deal that you guys are going.
Well, none of us ever expected us to even get to States.
Mm-hmm. And that's because you guys have only been a team for like less than a year, right?
Yeah.
And this is your first time ever doing a robotics team at mm-hmm. Taper Elementary.
Mm-hmm. And none of us had experience except Simon.
Simon, he's like done classes, but he hasn't actually done it competitively.
Yeah, he hasn't competed.
Mm-hmm. And for the team members who couldn't be here, you don't have to give their full names, but can you give them a little shout-out to the other people on your team?
Yeah, well, Sophia, Irene, and Simon couldn't be here today because, well, I don't know why. But it's like, just because
they're probably hanging out at home or something.
And yeah, do each of you bring something a little different to the team?
I mean, yeah, all of the boys, me, Simon, and Alex, are drivers, and... Yeah. Me and Alex take turns.
Starting because the games are 1 minute and each driver mm-hmm. drives for 30 seconds before switching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about Irene and Sophia?
They are coders and builders, so they build like, well, and programmers.
Yeah.
Well, coder,
that's
program.
The same
yeah,
thing,
that's the same
basically.
Thing. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
That's very cool, though. So you guys all play a different role, and...
Yeah, like, we're all builders. Mm-hmm. The three boys are drivers, and...
And the girls are kind of, like, coders and programmers?
Yeah.
Okay,
very
cool.
I also coded a little bit.
Very nice.
I think me and you did a separate code,
yeah,
like, for the Blue Towers.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys say coding, you are, this is going to be challenging for me, because I'm not a coder or tech savvy at all.
We're not, like, talking about, like
numbers and letters. It's
I'm
kind of
imagining,
like, it's like a block
computer,
code.
Black screen, green.
No, it's not, like, random numbers and stuff like that. It's like block code, so like you have a block on the side and you drag it over under another block. Like
and then you can...
Like it might say drive forward and you have an option for forward or reverse.
And then you can also like, you can tell it how far to move and when to stop. And you can tell it to turn. It's just like...
Block
it's just
code.
Like,
that's what it's called.
Or reverse...
Like, and, 5 inches or something.
And then,
very cool. So it controls a robot.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
And we use that from Vex Like You programming.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, how many of you, do either of you want to continue with, like, coding and technology growing up?
No, not really.
Well, I kind of do because I want to code video games and stuff.
That would be cool.
And I'm taking coding lessons.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I it's not something that I'm very good at right now, and...
But do you enjoy it?
It's fun. I mean, yeah.
I think the cool part is that you're kind of being exposed to different things, you know, and that's honestly how you find out what you like, right?
Yeah, like before robotics, I didn't even know I liked coding.
Mm-hmm. See, that's super cool.
Okay, so we're coming to the last part of our podcast. I want to make sure that we've kind of covered all the bases. So Marsha, Alex's mom, is here in the studio as well. We have Enzo's parents here who are standing by. But I wanted to maybe cover some of the other, information that we may not have got to so far. There's a fundraising aspect to going to the World Championships, right?
Yes, because we did not plan on making this amazing achievement. And it is such a short amount of time, and the team was just put together, and they've done so well. And with that comes a cost that we weren't expecting. So we are doing fundraisers around San Pedro, and we are doing a fun activity with Code Ninja up in Palos Verde. So we have done a very successful bake sale and restaurant fundraiser last week, and we have another one this week. As a parent, I love the robotics aspect of this because they are learning something new, but they're also learning a whole lot more with life skills. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you guys agree, but
absolutely.
Like they're like stress management, because those competitions are not easy. They're fast paced, and they have to keep an eye on the time, and they would have interviews prior to the competitions where they sit as a team and they have to answer questions to a group that works for Vex IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And trial and error and just building and working together. And so for me, watching this has been an amazing experience for them and for us.
For all of us, for sure.
Yeah.
Have you experienced like high levels of stress or frustration in this process?
Yeah, I'm sure we all have.
Yeah. Like, I've probably tested out 5 or more different versions of an arm to knock down the blue towers.
Wow.
But none of some of them have worked. Like, Enzo and I have both made arms that worked, but we just have to get them like in an exact spot to get the blue tower so they wouldn't work when actually driving.
I feel like there's a lot of persistence involved, like perseverance, and yeah, like you said, just being able to kind of go in and manage your stress level. Because just being like a scientist or any type of innovator, you're gonna come across like a ton of failures, right? There's gonna be a ton of things that just don't work right in the first 10 or even 100 like versions of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. I didn't even think of it from that aspect. Mm-hmm.
And the teachers or the coaches have been absolutely incredible, and they do above and beyond trying to learn the rules and regulations and practices 3 times a week and after school, and giving their time to help build this for Taper, for the team, and really the community. I feel like
because
Dotson has robotics teams also, and now Taper has one, so maybe it'll become a San Pedro wide thing sometime.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, a shout out to Mr. Corley, right? Because he's the one that sort of started the team, but then
he had to leave.
He
left the whole thing.
Shout out to Mr. Corley.
We have no idea.
Thank you, Mr. Corley.
I'm really excited for you guys, and I mean, it sounds like it's been a really kind of like crazy journey for you guys, not knowing how far this was going to go or where it was going to take you, and now you're finally going to be here at the World Championships, which is going to take place in
May. We leave May 1st and we come back May 5th.
And it's going to be in Texas, right?
Dallas, Texas. And it's a short time frame from now, which is why we're pushing the GoFundMe page and the local.
So this episode won't be out by first Thursday, but I'll be sure to have all the links in the show notes. So anywhere else that's displaying your calendar or other fundraising events, I'll be sure to include it in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
But what I like to end on is, every episode, this is a San Pedro podcast, so every episode I like to bring it back to San Pedro, and I always love hearing from kids about the community. We'll start with, either one of you. One of my first questions that I like to ask is, it's two-sided. It's what are some concerns you have about the community, and what are some things that excite you about the community? And this can totally be as, you don't have to go too in-depth if you don't want to. Enzo, do you want to start? Do you have any, like, anything that you think San Pedro has room for improvement on?
Like, it outside of robotics, right?
Yeah, totally. Okay. This is totally
probably
general.
Just homelessness.
Yep. I want to say that is probably the number one issue that all of my guests bring up, is either homelessness or housing. On the other hand, what are some things that kind of make you excited about San Pedro, or things that you love about San Pedro?
Just, like, how lively it is. Although First Thursdays are really fun.
You like First Thursdays?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about First Thursdays?
Well, there's usually pop-ups, and my dad goes to, like, pop-ups behind a store. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's fun for me because they have, like, weird foods, like maybe anchovies or like little...
You're talking, like, about Bodega Revolve.
Exactly. I was just going to say, like, where, at this point, we need, like, to give a shout out to Nikki and Bodega Revolve.
I was going to say, he said a pop-up behind a store with anchovies. I was like, that's Nikki at Bodega Revolve. Yes. Yeah.
And it's in the, his wife's store, the collective. Yeah,
like, Round Trip Collective.
Round Trip Collective,
with
correct.
Little eggs and, like, there was, like, a little skewer with, like, a pepper, an anchovy, and, like, a little...
A quail egg.
I've had some. We've had him on the podcast before, and we've had his wife.
Oh, very
and
cool.
And when he came, he brought his, what is the potato? It looks like a potato cake.
It's
a tortilla. It's like a Spanish
tortilla. It's a tortilla.
Yeah. The Spanish tortilla. It's
correct.
So good.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
We love his food, and he loves going over there.
Shout out to Bodega Revolve.
Exactly.
Yeah. Alex, now it's your turn. So what are some things that either concern you about San Pedro, or you think there is room for improvement in San Pedro?
No clue.
Totally fine. What about some things that you like about San Pedro, or you are excited about?
No clue.
That's actually the level I was expecting, honestly. Yeah. That's the level of interest I was expecting.
Well, that was also, like, trash and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's one last question that I want to ask you. Enzo, can you describe your perfect day?
No.
Well, maybe it'll start with your perfect breakfast.
Oh, no.
Okay, Alex, can you describe your perfect day?
Probably, like, a bit. I have a baseball game and I win, and then I come home, eat pizza for lunch, and then play video games the rest of the day.
I love that. What's your favorite video game?
Jurassic World Evolution 2.
Ooh, what do you play that on?
PS5.
Very nice. That's awesome. Those sound like great days. Well, I want to thank both of you so much for joining us for this episode and telling us all about your robotics team. I'm really excited for you guys, and good luck in your competition.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you both.
Thank
you, parents, for bringing them here. And thank you, Marsha, for providing some extra context and getting a hold of the coach. That was really helpful.
Thank you for letting us do that.
Of course. And we do want to be updated, so please keep us updated. And then, of course, I'll be in touch for any show note information and then photos.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for our episode. Follow us for more on Instagram at HelloSPPodcast.
Huge thanks to Rock Ashfield at Palm Realty Boutique for providing us such a gorgeous recording space.
And thank you to all of our amazing Patreon supporters.
Leave us a review and share this episode with your friends, neighbors, and coworkers.
See you next week.